HMH Audio presents Maya and the Rising Dark, written by Rena Baron, read by Sunila Nankani. For all the people like me who feel stuck between, and for my family. 1. The day color bled from the world. T-minus 5 days. 5 long and torturous days until school was out for the summer. Not a moment too soon, either. My math teacher, Ms. Vanderbilt, kept me in after-school tutoring the whole year. She said I was gifted, but to be honest, I had no clue what she was talking about half the time. My brain felt as lumpy as the vanilla pudding they served in the cafeteria on Mondays. "Practice makes perfect, Maya," Ms. Vanderbilt chimed at her desk. "Get to work." "Yes, ma'am," I mumbled back as I stared at the chalkboard. Only the top of her red fro poked out from behind the tower of papers. If she didn't give so many quizzes, she wouldn't have a stack of tests to grade that stretched from Chicago to LA. Today she had me working on situational math, and my head hurt just thinking about all the steps needed to solve the problem. She had written a recipe for candy apples and the price of the ingredients. Apples, popsicle sticks, sugar, food coloring, corn syrup. I had to figure out how much it would cost to make 50 candy apples. This wasn't really rocket science, but math took time and focus, both of which I was short on.